Dean Long, CEO of the Accommodation Association of Australia. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what happens is that you put out the call for workers and what, you get very little response?
Yeah, that's primarily what's been happening. We've been after Australians to do these jobs for probably the last 20 years, but unfortunately it hasn't been the type of role that they've been aspiring to do, and we've been heavily reliant on international students and some form of international migration for that period.
And so, and Dean, does this include hotels of all shapes and sizes, so from your 3-star to your 5-star?
Absolutely. We've really had cleaning shortages and chef shortages in Australia for 20 years, and it's affected all parts of the industry, small businesses, right up to your large businesses in capital cities.
And what's the pay?
Look, the majority of the roles are award-based salaries, there's no doubt about that. But there are, however, some great perks. I mean, at the moment, I've got 3 roles for an international hotel brand out in Uluru, dealing to pay for their flights, pay for their accommodation, pay for 3 meals a day, and we still can't get any Australians to do the role. So we're not even sure it's a pay issue.
And, well, tell us the award rate per hour, roughly.
Look, we really average anywhere between $20 and $35 an hour in this award for these activities. But again, there's so many different classifications, it's very difficult to give a precise rate.
And Dean, tell us about what training is required in order to take up some of these jobs.
Training we can do in a matter of about 2 to 3 weeks, and that's to make sure that you're doing everything in a safe way so you don't get injured. But again, we'd even be willing to pay for that training, make sure you're up to speed, and it'll be a guaranteed job at the end of it. So if there's anybody looking for a job, we're happy to have them.
That'd be a bottle of Windex and a cloth, wouldn't it?
Look, it is some of the activities is that as well, but we've got to remember that there's ways to lift things. We want to avoid workplace injuries. We want to make sure it's a safe place to work. It's easy to look at the first line activities, but making sure these people are safe in everything they do, moving heavy items, moving beds. We've just got to do a little bit of training to make sure they're safe, and that way they can come to work, have a great time, and do it for a long time.
So you're going to say to the government, hey, listen, we need international, we cannot open at full capacity. If you let us bring these people in, we will pay for their flights, we will pay for their hotel accommodation for, 14-day quarantine, we'll pay for the lot.
In some circumstances, absolutely. But the first thing the federal government could do is just allow the current students that are here that they excluded from JobKeeper for the last 12 months to work more than 20 hours a week. That will enable us to bring more staff on far more quickly. We've already got a ready cohort of people here that are trained and ready to go, but it's artificially capped because the federal government put the restrictions on those visas.
Good on you, Dean. Where should people, if there are people listening who either want the job or think they've got children who could be well employed in the job, where should they go?
Look, in the first instance, if they're unemployed, they've got their job active providers, say they want to work in the accommodation industry, and we'll be contacted straight away. But they can also send us through an email, which I'm happy to provide to the producers, and they can throw on your website, and we'll be happy to connect them with their employers.
Okay, ring us, and we'll give you the, and we'll put it on our social.
Right.
That'd be great. Thanks
no
so
worries.
Much.
Dean Long, CEO of the Accommodation Association
life
of
skills.
Australia.
I mean, you're going to learn some life skills, aren't you?
Yeah, imagine the stories that people who work in hotels know.
Oh, cracking stories.
Yeah. The bloke who went to bed in the hotel a little over refreshed and woke up in the morning and went, oh, oops.
Oh.
Oh, dear. I've had an issue here. He rings the downstairs and says, listen, I've got an urgent cleaning up job to do here. Mm-hmm. There's $200 cash if you just send someone up to discreetly deal with it. I'm terribly sorry that this has happened.
Right.
So the cleaner gets up there, takes the $200 cash, and gets all the
sorts
it all out, and then says to the bloke, "So would you like me to replace the turned down chocolate?" Right. There will be a million stories.
It's
22 after 7.